You're listening to SBS News.
As shots rang out in the occupied West Bank of the Gaza Strip, appalled colleagues yelled out the name Shireen. Shireen Abu Akleh was a Palestinian-American journalist. A veteran of Al Jazeera, she was one of their first field correspondents, having joined the broadcaster in 1997. Known to many as the Voice of Palestine, she became a household name throughout the Middle East amid the violence of the Palestinian uprising known as the Second Intifada, which convulsed Israel and the West Bank beginning in 2000. Close friend Faten Elwan has told Al Jazeera why Miss Abu Akleh's work resonated with so many.
She was born and raised in Jerusalem under occupation. She was telling the story that she was living every day. She was not just telling the story of the people. She was telling the story of her life as well. And this is what made her magically an icon.
On May 11th of this year, Shireen Abu Akleh was shot dead while covering a raid on a refugee camp in the West Bank city of Jenin. She was 50 years old. Palestinian journalist Shatha Hanesha was there. She's told CNN that both were wearing helmets and a flak jacket clearly marked with the word press.
There is no up and down. She didn't breathe. But I think they want to kill us. This is why they shoot. I don't have another reason why they shoot. And they know that we are journalists. All the time when I try to touch her body, that they're shooting on me or around me.
An international group investigated the fatal shooting and found that the timing and trajectory of the bullets would suggest that she was intentionally killed. Israeli forces at first vehemently denied that it was one of their bullets which had killed the trailblazing journalist. However, a subsequent inquiry conducted by the Israeli army found that there was a high possibility that Miss Abu Akleh was accidentally hit by an Israeli soldier. They declined to launch a criminal investigation, claiming that Israeli soldiers had come under fire from Palestinian fighters at the scene. Although footage of the incident doesn't corroborate this version of events, Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid rejected calls by the United States for the country to review its rules of engagement.
We are committed to the freedom of the press and to the strictest opening fire rules in the world, but let me be clear. I will not allow an IDF soldier that was protecting himself from terrorist fire to be prosecuted just to receive applause from abroad. No one will dictate our open fire policies to us when we are fighting for our lives. There is only one person who determines the instructions to open fire in the army, and he is sitting here, the Chief of Staff. Our soldiers have the full backing of the government of Israel and the people of Israel.
Journalists like Shatha Hanesha, who were at the scene and witnessed the shooting, maintain that no Palestinian fighters were present. Human rights lawyer Tatiana Eatwell dismisses the Israeli investigation as a farce.
The Israeli Defence Force's internal inquiry was not and should not be accepted as a thorough criminal investigation into these matters. It was limited in scope, only taking statements from members of the Israeli forces present and not other eyewitnesses to the attack.
Palestinian officials, the Al Jazeera media network and the Abu Akleh family have repeatedly accused Israel of deliberately targeting and murdering the journalist. Al Jazeera presenter Tamer Al-Mashal says that the evidence overwhelmingly points to this.
Based on the footage that has been taken by our cameraman, the colleague of Shireen, and also based on the eyewitnesses and the journalists they were with Shireen, it's clear for us that it's a brutal murder. It's assassination. The Israeli occupation assassinated in cold blood.
International law has long considered the killing of journalists in conflict zones a war crime. Now a coalition of lawyers and advocacy groups has referred the matter to the International Criminal Court. The complaint is supported by the Palestinian Press Syndicate and the International Federation of Journalists. Human rights lawyer Jennifer Robinson was at The Hague after filing an updated submission to the ICC on behalf of the family.
This joins our broader complaint about the systemic targeting of journalists by the Israeli forces in the occupied Palestinian territories. This is not just a question of accountability for war crimes. The targeting of journalists is a war crime. It is also about press freedom. Journalists play a fundamental role and an essential role in any conflict, documenting and providing an independent account of what's happening on the ground. The killing of journalists is an attempt to cover up and prevent their work in documenting human rights abuse and fosters impunity for the injustices that they are seeking to cover. We cannot understand what's happening on the ground in conflict without an independent account from journalists like Shireen. That's why it's so important that the prosecutor takes seriously our complaint and opens an investigation specifically on the targeting of journalists.
Anton Abu Akleh, Shireen's brother, spoke emotionally on behalf of the family.
It has been over 4 months since Shireen was killed. Our family shouldn't have to wait another day for justice. That's why, in addition to continuing our call for a U.S. investigation, we are also calling on the International Criminal Court to begin the process for holding the killers accountable. Israel cannot investigate their own crimes, and it's time for the international community to take a stand and hold those responsible accountable. There must be consequences when a military kills with impunity. If not, it leaves the door open for Israel's military or any other military to do this again.
The ICC decided only last year that it has jurisdiction over violence and war crimes that occur in the Palestinian territories. However, filing a complaint with the court doesn't guarantee that prosecutors will open an investigation, and even if they do, it could take years before any prosecution. Tina Quinn, SBS News.